welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. I am your host, Bob Zachary, and I am the king of the internet. The king of the internet. That's what I am. That's what I am. They reference me the, I reference me as the king of the internet radio hosts. That's great. All right. Big day. Big day. Big day. Lot to get to. It's Thursday. We have one day away from Friday and all sorts of great things. I want to talk about lying at Ted Cruz. L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Those of you who did not see Donald Trump's rally yesterday in New York, you got to go to YouTube. You got to go to YouTube, and you got to look up Trump rally in where the hell was it? In Brumswallow? I don't even know what city it is. Just put Trump in New York yesterday. What was today? What was yesterday's date? The 6th. Put down 4/6/2016 Trump in New York rally. He was on fire. Okay, he was on fire. Him and Lion Ted were in New York yesterday. Lion Ted had about 100 people at his event, and Donald Trump had about 10,000 at his. But Trump was on fire. He was. He really was. He was on fire. The crowd was chanting. They were to build this wall, build the wall. But I mean, it was classic stuff. It really was. The crowd started chanting, "Lion Ted, Lion Ted." Classic stuff. But Trump did this bit where he says, "I came up with that. I came up with that, but you gotta spell it right. You gotta say L-Y-I-N apostrophe." And he does the thing with his hand. It's great. I never seen it. It was new. It was a new bit. He pulled out a new bit. It was good. So go there. And now what's funny about Lion Ted? Here he is in New York. And it's so funny because obviously he never thought he would be in New York. Listen, when you take a big dump all over a city, when you take a dump all over a state, okay, when you take a big dump all over the state, you do so knowing that you don't need that state. It doesn't matter about that state. That you kind of follow me. Remember when Lion Ted did the New York values bit? When Lion Ted did the New York values bit, he never, ever, in his wildest dreams, imagined he would have to go to New York and win. Remember Lion Ted's strategy? He was going to win the South. That was the firewall, the South. He was going to sweep the South. He'd win Iowa, like all good Bible thumpers and homeschool supporters do. He would lose New Hampshire. South Carolina would be close. But then come Georgia, come Alabama, come Mississippi. It'd be win after win after win. Texas, Oklahoma, win after win after win. And then end of story. He's the nominee. That was the game plan. That was the game plan. Didn't matter about New York. He was supposed to go into New York basically uncontested. He was figuring what would happen is what was supposed to happen now. People that are mathematically eliminated get out of the race. People that are mathematically eliminated get out of the race, and people that were almost mathematically eliminated would be out of the race. Because let me tell you something. If a front runner, if Jeb Bush was where Donald Trump is, as of today, it would be done. As of today, if the roles were reversed and Donald Trump needed 125% of the remaining delegates to get the nomination, it'd be over. Like, people would be, people would be screaming at him. The news media would refuse. I mean, there would be so much. I can't even imagine what would happen. Well, you know, want to know something? You wouldn't have to wonder, because Trump already has said he wouldn't put himself through that. If he couldn't win, if he was losing and the writing was on the wall, he would get out. He would get out. He said that months ago. So if there was an establishment candidate who right now was 300 delegates ahead, because I repeat, and I know I sound like a broken record to my people that listen every day, but we are literally at the same place we were 4 years ago. Mitt Romney needed the field to basically be cleared in order to lock up the delegates needed to hit the 1237. And then he needed a special rule, which is the 8-state rule, to prevent Ron Paul from wreaking havoc. So this notion that other candidates were winning with 80% of the vote and they were so much more popular than Donald Trump, it's BS. And no one gets called on it because everybody is in cahoots. Everybody in Fox is in cahoots, and CNN, everybody's in cahoots. No different than this Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders dust up, where everybody's making a big deal that Bernie Sanders said Hillary Clinton is unqualified to be president. And Bernie Sanders said she said I was unqualified. I'm echoing back to her. And people are like, well, no, not really. She didn't say that. She just didn't say anything. It's like the Obama Muslim Christian thing. It's the same thing. When Steve Croft asked Hillary Clinton, is Barack Obama a Christian? And she goes, well, and she's just stumbling around. She goes, I yeah, That's what I have no reason to doubt it. So was it one of those non yeses? So everybody forgets 4 years ago, 8 years ago. They did the media does with the Dems. You got to create new narratives. You got to create new controversies. So Cruz had just everything is completely everything is Cruz figured he wouldn't need New York. He didn't think he would have to go to New York. He didn't think he would have to go to the place that he trashed on a network television or cable TV. And here he is showing up in New York. He's like, hi, how you doing? Everybody's like, hey, what's up? What's up, New York values? And now he's got to back. Now he's got to walk that back. And to watch him walk it back, it's just the guy's a slimy, just a slimy, skeevy. And like we talked about it yesterday, he's also this. He's delusional or he's stupid. Remember, it's the booger eater that's being conned by the cool kids. The cool he's the booger eater girl or the booger eater guy being conned by the cool kids that they're gonna make him the class president, the homecoming king. They're gonna be his friend. And then right at that crucial moment, they pour the pig's blood on him or they get him in a closet and he gets naked because it's his dream girl in there and there's nobody in there and the door opens and he's naked in front of the school and everybody laughs at him. And that's Ted Cruz. Remember, that's Ted Cruz. He's being used by the establishment. He's either being used by the establishment or he is the establishment. All you Cruz bots can't have it a billion ways. And I know when you go on Fox or you go on CNN and you see all the Cruz bot supporters, and you go, do they support Ted Cruz because they think he's a great guy, he's going to be a great president, or do they support Ted Cruz because he's the only one that has a shot at stopping Donald Trump? What is it? And if somebody asks them, they go, because if they really liked him, they would have been supporting him a month ago. they would have been supporting him 2 months ago. They would have been supporting him right out of the gate. They would have been supporting him, and he wouldn't need New York. It would be uncontested. He would be walking in there and getting the votes because there'd be no one left because he would have cleaned up in the South. But that's not the case. So he's there. Trump's in Bethpage, New York. There's 10,000 people for Trump, and there's 100 people for Cruz. Literally 100 people for Cruz. And amongst the 100 people, there's a Puerto Rican or a, I don't even know what, he's Latin of some descent, screaming at Ted Cruz to get out of the get out of New York. He's a bigot. He's a racist. I'm telling you, it's hilarious watching Ted Cruz navigate through New York with the New York values hanging around his neck. It's hilarious. And to watch them spin when the reporter says, the New York values come, and he goes, listen, I wasn't talking about New York. I was talking about liberal Democrats. Okay, I was talking about Cuomo. I was talking about Charles Rangel. I was talking about Chuck Schumer. That's what I meant by New York values. That's what I meant. I didn't mean the city in general. I didn't mean the state in general. I just meant the liberals and those New York values, which is very funny. Because if that was the case, he would have clarified it during that debate. Because remember, that debate where Trump and Cruz went back and forth, the moderator just let them go. It was like a 10-minute exchange. Remember, Trump talked about 9/11, talked about the World Trade Center. I mean, it was a back-and-forth exchange. Cruz could have clarified exactly what he meant. And the next day, remember, the next day, the New York Post put out the picture of the Statue of Liberty with the middle finger. It was a great picture. I mean, they always dump on Trump. I'm not saying I'm not giving them props, but it was good when they did the Statue of Liberty bit. But the next day, Cruz could have clarified his remarks, but he didn't. Why? Because in his mind, he was thinking, who cares? I don't need to go to New York. F New York. F them abortionists. F them homos. F them. F them. I don't need them. I'm going to win Georgia. I'm going to win Mississippi. I'm going to win Louisiana. I'm winning all these states. I don't need New York. So he didn't clarify his remarks the next day. He didn't clarify his remarks the day after. Him today and yesterday, because he's out on the campaign trail today in New York, trying to explain New York values. His spokespeople are doing the CNNs and the Foxes trying to explain the New York values. It just doesn't gel. It doesn't jive. Cruz went off on a real big F New York speech during that debate. He brought up homosexuality. He brought up abortion. He brought up a whole bunch of stuff and labeled New York. He didn't isolate Chuck Schumer. He didn't isolate Cuomo. He didn't isolate anything. He did a blanket New York values and New York sucks. That was basically what he did. and he never clarified those comments. And now he's trying to clean it up because he actually needs New York. Remember what I said yesterday. I hope, come New York, when that primary's held and Trump wins and Cruz finishes third, I hope everybody makes the same hubbub out of Cruz losing that they did out of Trump losing Wisconsin. Trump loses Wisconsin by 13 points, and you know all the powers that be that did everything they could to defeat Trump. And every headline, Trump gets trounced. And yet a few weeks ago, Trump beat Cruz in Arizona by something like 20 points. Something like 20 points. Cruz got beat in Arizona by Trump with a bigger margin than Cruz beat Trump in Wisconsin. Arizona has a bigger population. It's a bigger state. And the headline wasn't what the headline was coming out of Wisconsin. So, okay, we'll pretend that's an anomaly. Well, I hope come New York, and if the polls hold up and Cruz finishes third, I hope the people say, oh, not only did Cruz lose bad, but he lost worse in Trump's home state than Trump lost in Cruz's home state. I mean, I hope the headlines are just triple what Wisconsin said, what Texas said. So it's funny watching. It's funny watching Ted Cruz try to waffle out of the New York values comment. Now, I want to ask you Cruz bots a question. Let me ask you guys a question. All right, help me out here because I don't get this. Now, Ted Cruz is supposed to be anti-establishment, right? Right? Isn't that what we're constantly told? He's anti-establishment. He's the outsider. If he's anti-establishment and he's the outsider, how is it that he is now getting establishment support? And if he's getting establishment support, doesn't that make him part of the establishment? It doesn't or does? Okay, now, let's say it doesn't. Let's say it doesn't. Let's say it doesn't make him part of the establishment. They're just getting on board because all of a sudden they like him. Okay. Nonetheless, he needs that establishment support to beat Trump, right? Will you agree with that? He needs the establishment support. He needs the donors. He needs the money people that were throwing big checks at establishment candidates. He needs those guys to throw him big checks, right? Okay. So now, if he's not part of the establishment, if now the establishment is supporting him, but I'm playing with you guys. If he's not part of the establishment now, and they're just supporting him because they like him, he does need them. Will you at least admit that, Cruz Bots? He does at least need them. He needs that money. Okay. All right. Now, if he needs them and he's getting that money and they're embracing him, doesn't that mean that now he will owe them? Doesn't that mean now he will have to do a little payback? Doesn't that mean now he will become one of them? We all know how it works. You don't finally get that help. And you need that help, or you're not going to keep going. You're not going to be able to keep your campaign alive for the next 3.5 months, unless you can get a Sheldon Adelson or a Singer or all these other establishment money guys who are giving money to Jeb Bush, Rubio. You're not going to keep your campaign going for 3 months unless you get that money. And once they give you that money, it's over. You're part of the establishment. You owe them. It's just like the mob. It's just like the mob. It's like when you see the movies or you read the books, and that small businessman, the outsider, that person who's resisted the help of the mob, the person that's always kept the mob at a distance. Why? Because once you asked for that help, once you let them in, it was over. So no matter how much you struggled, rather it was outside forces, outside gangs, whoever, whatever, the minute you went for help to the mob, that was it. The minute you asked for a favor, it was it. It was done. It's the same thing. Now, that's the premise. Ted Cruz is not an outsider. Or is an outsider. That's the premise, that he's an outsider. And then he becomes an insider because the establishment is supporting him. But here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Ted Cruz has never, ever been an outsider. His whole staged theatrical delivery, when I go to the bathroom and then I say, Donald, that fake cadence, that just over the top delivery, that is all concocted. It's all fake. Just like the whole outsider persona is fake. He was never an outsider. I've said this before. He's not anti-establishment. I watched that Kellyanne Conroy go, well, he's 3 years. He's only been 3 years. somebody was arguing that Ted Cruz is an insider. And she said, he's only been in the Congress for 3 years. And somehow everybody seems to forget that Ted Cruz was part of George Bush's advisory team. Everybody seems to forget that Ted and his wife met while they were Bush staffers. They worked for George Bush. They worked for George Bush. Cruz advised the Bush team on legal affairs, and Heidi Cruz was part of the economic policies. I mean, Heidi Cruz. I know we're not supposed to talk about wives, but Heidi Cruz isn't just a wife. She's not just some lady who's been making cookies and cleaning the house and popping out babies. She's a working woman. Since 2005, she's been part of Goldman Sachs. I mean, come on, man. You can't get more establishment than working for Goldman Sachs. For 11 years, she's worked for Goldman Sachs. And before that, she worked for George Bush. I mean, Jesus. So what makes you part of the establishment is being in the Senate for more than 3 years? Like, 3 years is the cutoff? Like, as long as you're in there for just one term, you're not part of the establishment? It's like no one ever talks about Cruz's past. Nobody ever talks about Cruz's past. I don't get that. I don't get that. Nobody ever, when people say he's not an establishment, and other people go, yes, he's been part of the establishment for his entire life, nobody brings up the Bush years. I don't get that. Nobody brings up the fact that him and Heidi met working for George Bush. Isn't that, listen, you can't get more establishment than the Bush family. Matter of fact, right now, one of the Bush kids, and when I say kids, Neil Bush, he's not really a kid, but he's working the finances for the Cruz campaign. He's working the fine. I mean, Cruz goes back with the Bush family 20 years. How does nobody bring this up? How does nobody bring this up? How does nobody bring this up when the establishment, anti-establishment question comes up? Yes, I know. Wives are off limits. But not when your wife was an intricate part of a former president. Not when your wife worked for a former president. Not when your wife worked with Condoleezza Rice. Not when your wife worked for Goldman Sachs and actually still works for Goldman Sachs. She's just on leave. Once Ted Cruz loses, Heidi Cruz is going to go back and work for Goldman Sachs. I mean, when we're talking about establishment and anti-establishment, how do we not bring up the fact that Ted Cruz's wife has worked for Goldman Sachs? And Goldman Sachs is part of that big bank system. And the best part is, the party that's benefited from the big bank system the most in the past, what, 10, 15 years, has been the Democrats. The Goldman Sachses, the big banks, they're the ones that are in the bed with the Democrats. They're the ones who have given the most money to the Democrats. We're constantly talking about the big banks giving millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. Those paid speeches, those are all the Goldman Sachs people. Those are the Goldman Sachs-like people. Those are the big banks. And Ted Cruz works for a big bank. And yet everybody acts like Ted Cruz is this farmer who woke up and said, I'm going to run for president. Yeah. This is all an act. It's a shtick. It's a shtick. And the thing is, it's either a shtick by everybody, meaning it's a shtick by Ted Cruz, it's a shtick by the establishment. It's a shtick by all of them. Now, that, I feel, would be giving too much credit to the Karl Roves and the Krautheimers and the Reince Priebuses and the Koch brothers. It would give too much. It would give them too much credit. I don't believe they're all that smart. I don't believe they're all that smart. And what I mean by that is, if you put all of this together, if you put all this together and wanted to give all of them this great honor of being geniuses, you would have to say they all got together, not necessarily Krautheimer, but some of the powers that be, and said, okay, we're going to create this anti-us. It's very wrestling, but we're going to create this anti-us. And what I mean by that, you're creating characters, you're creating villains, very WWE. But the establishment said, okay, we're going to create an anti-us. We're going to create somebody that's going to rebel against us. But they're part of us. They're part of us. They are establishment. So we're going to create this character. And his name will be Ted Cruz. And we're going to have him call us a-holes, call us liars. We're going to have him call us all of these names. We're going to have him get the support of the base. We're going to have him get the support of the base. We're going to have him get support of the people that we can't get. And a matter of fact, we don't want to get because we don't like them. We don't like that part of our party, but we know we need them to win elections. To create this character. And behind the scenes, we're going to create this internal fighting. So that base looks at this character and goes, yeah, he's fighting. He's, he's us. He's going. And at the end of the day, He will get the nomination. It will be like he toppled the establishment, but really, he's us. He's part of us. And once he becomes president, he will do all the things that we want him to do because he was never them. He was always us. He worked for George Bush. His wife worked for George Bush. His wife works for Goldman Sachs. He originally voted for closure on TPA. He's one of us. Now, that is that's very elaborate. That's that's serious planning. And that fly in the ointment is Trump, because that's a really big scheme. That requires a lot of planning and just a lot of resources, and you wouldn't do that with the Trump factor being out there. If you were going to do this. You wouldn't want loose ends like Trump. So I don't believe from the start Cruz was a plant, was a Manchurian candidate. I think Cruz himself has always been that. I don't think he was in cahoots then. But he's in cahoots now. Or he thinks the establishment is with him. He thinks they're going to back him at the convention. Ted Cruz was always fake from day one. This was a plan from day one. This was a plan from day one. He's going to paint himself as the anti-establishment guy. He was going to go at it alone. And as the months waned on, his thought process was eventually they would get behind him. They would have to get behind him. And once they got behind him, everybody would be happy. There would be a lot of kumbaya. And then he would eventually get the nomination and be the president. And he is delusional. He is misinformed. He is insane to think that you're going to get to the convention. They're going to deny Trump. And then give the nomination to Ted Cruz. I know the mantra in Washington is lose with Cruz. But it's it's not gonna happen. Once they make that commitment to F off Trump, once they make that commitment to F off Trump, they don't care about Cruz. Once they get in that room and say, all right, let's take the bullet to the head. Let's take that shot. We're going to survive it. Let's take the shot. We're going to get paralyzed, but we're going to survive it. Because the Trump voter, the Trump support is the big one. Cruz, it doesn't matter. The Cruz people will get over it because they're conservatives. They're constitutional conservatives. They're Mark Levin supporters. And if you add his support to Trump's support, it's probably at the end of the day, half. Probably half. It's probably half. So once they shed Trump and they go, okay, it's over, they're not going to get behind Ted Cruz. The big problem was Trump. That's the big problem. The big problem is Trump. That's the headache. But once that headache's gone, now you just have to deal with Cruz. And why would you give Cruz, think about it, why would you give Cruz the nomination? Once you got Trump out of the way, why would you give Cruz the nomination? Cruz is never going to be the nominee. He's never going to be the nominee. But just in case, all of you Cruz bots forget, just remember, he is not anti-establishment. He is the establishment. He played all of you. He played all of you. Remember that. He played all of you. He played all of you thinking he was anti-establishment, and the establishment has played Ted Cruz, making him think that they're going to get behind him. And in reality, they're not. They're just stopping Trump.